Welcome back. So we're going to talk today about affiliating with the Christian Leaders Alliance in terms of the statement of faith. What does it mean to be in agreement with the statement of faith of Christian Leaders Alliance? Now, what's interesting is the Apostle Paul mentions that doctrines are important. 1 Timothy 3:9, talking about leaders, they must hold to the deep truths of the faith with a clear conscience. In some ways, you can look at Christianity or the history of Christianity and you can focus on the disagreements and look at something like this and say, how is that even possible given the history, given the doctrinal disagreements? Now, at one level, you could look at it that way, but I look at the other level. Things were figured out. Things by the Holy Spirit, doctrines, the main truths of Christianity are shared throughout Christianity. So the deep truths of the faith have been revealed to us. The clarity of Scripture is there. Now, there are disagreements that remain, like infant baptism or believer baptism, and you could argue on both sides. Now, at the Christian Leaders Alliance, we receive both sides as a respected understanding of the essential truth, and that is baptism. That's the deep faith. The deep truth of the faith is that as sure as the water is wet, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Whether someone brings an infant and that's the flagship of how that child is going to be raised, or whether someone as a believer professes that. And if you look at a lot of the denominations, both those moments are recognized about, you know, dedication and then believer baptism, the profession of faith, or the putting the flag in the soil that this child belongs to God, and then there's later profession of faith. We are not here at Christian Leaders Alliance to get into all those specific weeds. We just know that in that particular issue, the deep truths of a faith are as sure as the water is wet. This is a sacrament that signifies that Jesus Christ saves through his blood who washes away all sin. So understand that there's a lot of disagreements, but essentially there's huge agreement about that one controversial issue that has divided the church throughout centuries. So when you consider Christian Leaders Alliance, what we want you to consider is here we understand the deep truths of the faith, and with a sincere conscience, do you agree with us that these are the sincere truths of the faith, even if you might articulate some of the practices differently? So what we're going to do is have Dr. David Fettes. He is the provost of Christian Leaders College and Christian Leaders Institute. He and I go back to Calvin Seminary days, and he was the radio broadcaster of the Back to God Hour. A very humble and godly man. He did a mini course for us about the key truths of the faith that come from the statement of faith of Christian Leaders Institute, College, and Alliance. We hold to the same statement of faith, and it's about 2 hours of teaching. And I encourage you to click through, listen to Dr. Fettes as he explains our statement of faith. And then at the end of this activity, we have a activity by basically you signify, you know what, I substantially, with a clear conscience, agree with the Christian Leaders Alliance perspective on the statement of faith. This way you can feel good about affiliating with the Christian Leaders Alliance, and we can feel good that you come from that perspective and we share that common belief. Now, we understand that each of us come in different parts of the world from different traditions. We're in different settings. We could look at things the glass half empty, or we can look at things the glass half full. And this North Star statement of faith is our way of saying, here is what we believe as Christians and as Christian leaders. So check it all out, and Lord willing, if the Lord puts on your heart that you want to affiliate with the Christian Leaders Alliance, you will have that substantial agreement with this statement of faith.